Espresso English Podcast, Episode 44, 10 Phrasal Verbs for Socializing.
Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson.
Phrasal verbs, a combination of a verb and preposition, are so common in the English language, and today I'm going to teach you 10 very common phrasal verbs to talk about interacting with other people. Number 1. Ask someone over. If you ask someone over, you invite the person to your house or apartment. For example, my roommates and I are going to ask our English teacher over for lunch. Number 2. Ask someone out. If you ask someone out, you invite the person to go out for a romantic encounter. For example, Bill asked me out, but I turned him down. That means I said no. He's just not my type. So don't get them confused. Ask someone over means to invite the person to your house or apartment, and it doesn't necessarily have a romantic connotation. But ask someone out means invite the person to go out, to a restaurant, for example, or to the movies, and it usually has the connotation of being a romantic date. Number 3. Come over. When a person comes over, they arrive at your house or apartment. For example, why don't you come over after class? We can work on the project together. Number 4. Bring something over. To bring something over is to bring an object to the other person's house or apartment. For example, I'll bring over my DVD collection so that we can watch some movies. Number 5. Another phrasal verb with over is have someone over. Have someone over is the general term for having people visit your place of residence. For example, we're having about 15 people over for Thanksgiving dinner. This means we will receive about 15 visitors in our house or in our apartment for Thanksgiving dinner. We're having about 15 people over for Thanksgiving dinner. Number 6 is actually 3 phrasal verbs: pop in, stop in, and stop by. These phrasal verbs all mean to enter a place for a short period of time. For example, I just stopped by to say hi. I need to go in about 10 minutes. So, I stopped by. I entered for just a short period of time. You might use the phrasal verb pop in if you stop at a gas station and you go into the convenience store to get a drink. I'm going to pop into the store to get a drink. Again, you're not going to stay for a long time in the store. You're just going to go in and go out pretty quickly, so we can use pop in or stop in. Number 7. Drop in. To drop in means to visit unexpectedly. For example, my sister always drops in while I'm in the middle of doing something important. I wish she'd call me before she comes over. So don't get them confused. Pop in and stop in mean to go into a place for a short period of time, but drop in means to visit unexpectedly, without calling or telling the person that you're going to visit. Number 8 is drop someone off. This means when you take somebody in your car and then leave them in another place. For example, I'm going to drop my husband off at the airport. He's traveling to London. Number 9 is the opposite of drop someone off. It's pick someone up. If you pick someone up, that means you go drive to a place and get someone into your car. Remember that you drop someone off at a place. I dropped my husband off at the airport. But you pick someone up from a place. For example, my husband returns from London on Thursday. I'll pick him up from the airport around noon. And number 10, meet up with someone. To meet up with someone is to get together at a particular time and place. For example, I'm going to meet up with some friends at the bar at 8:30. We can also just use the verb meet. I'm going to meet some friends at the bar. But it's common when speaking informally to say meet up with. I'm going to meet up with some friends at the bar at 8:30. Finally, after these 10 phrasal verbs, I'll teach you one bonus idiom, and that is to take a rain check. I'll take a rain check is a response to a social invitation. If you can't accept it, you can't go, but you hope the person asks you again in the future. For example, if one of your classmates says, "We're going to play basketball tomorrow afternoon. Do you want to join us?" You can say, "I'll have to take a rain check. My boyfriend and I are going to see a concert. Maybe another time." So again, take a rain check means I can't go this time, but I hope to accept another invitation in the future. As you can see from today's lesson, a lot of phrasal verbs in English are very similar, but have different meanings, and they can be easy to confuse. That's why I think the best way to learn them is in context. When you learn a phrasal verb in context, it helps you remember it, so that you're not just trying to memorize long lists of verbs. That's why I made a course called Phrasal Verbs in Conversation. Each lesson starts with a dialogue that will teach you the phrasal verbs in context. Then I'll explain them in order to clear up any doubts. If you've had trouble learning or remembering phrasal verbs in the past, I recommend that you check out this course, because I think you'll find it much easier to learn the phrasal verbs through the dialogues. Visit espressoenglish.net, click on Courses, and look for Phrasal Verbs in Conversation. You can also take a free sample lesson to see what the course is like. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next lesson.
If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.